the issues they found in this, which were very few, are not issues of rampant sexual abuse and a problem of cover-up and a problem of not addressing the issues and all these other things. It really shows just what we already knew. The SBC is super corrupt and needs to be investigated on that. It punched right, didn't punch left. It did not punch the real corrupt people in the SBC that have attacked people for exposing issues at their institution or that they helped cover up. Again, it's like low-hanging fruit stuff, stuff that people already knew about. Why didn't they investigate that? We need to be rooting out the errors, not looking for boogeymen.